Heard around the globe at WMUZ.com and in crystal clear digital HD on WMUZ HD1.
It's 9 o'clock. And the WMUZ Life and Finance team is on the air. To make sure we're all headed in the right direction, we at WMUZ have assembled a team of experts. And every night, a different expert is here to give advice about the issues that impact your life.
We hope you find the information on today's program to be inspiring. If you've been told you have to live with pain or a health problem, we encourage you to call and make an appointment with one of the doctors that host your weekly checkup at 866-521-WELL. Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer are upper cervical doctors that believe you can have the life God intended for you. The number again is 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL. And there's a location near you with offices in Troy and Ann Arbor. If you're tired of searching for solutions for your condition, make an appointment right now at 866-521-WELL. Or check them out on the web at yourweeklycheckup.com. That's yourweeklycheckup.com. Now back to Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer on Your Weekly Checkup.
It's Tuesday night. That means it's time for Your Weekly Checkup with Dr. Kramer and Dr. Lazar. This is the show dedicated to helping you live an extraordinary life. Our goal tonight is to give you hope, help you live with more energy, and help you experience health like never before. Welcome to Your Weekly Checkup. We're so glad to be with you tonight. Dr. Kramer, always great to be with you.
And likewise on this beautiful Tuesday night.
So we are talking tonight about upper cervical care and how that will completely rock your world, change your life, and we're doing that tonight with a very, very special guest from Newport Beach, California. Dr. Shannon Connor is with us. She's an upper cervical doctor and has been in practice for, I'll let her share how long, but it's been a while. She knows her stuff. She's passionate. She's an instructor in the profession. She's one of the best, and we're super excited to have her on our show here in Detroit. So, Dr. Connor, welcome to Your Weekly Checkup.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to be with Dr. Kramer and myself. And how long have you been in practice?
Well, it's my 23rd year.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Connor, how did you get into upper cervical work, and how did this impact your life?
Well, my life tends to be quite extreme, and so I'm just like, as far as everything else goes, that kind of was an extreme case for me as far as what happened. I was actually in chiropractic school, and I had a manipulation to my neck, and I actually had a small stroke.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So, yeah, I couldn't, it was a TIA, transient ischemic attack. I couldn't lift my arms, and I couldn't feel my face. And I was told, it was within 3 weeks of all that happening, about this doctor from Oklahoma who did this funny technique at the top of your spine that would change my life. And he corrected my spine, and the tingling went away. The use of my arms, things were coming back, but I didn't have full strength. And things just started working. And that night, it was amazing. Like, I had suffered from a lot of problems, like, internally. Like, I had constipation. I had, you know, poor reflexes. I was quite a sick kid. And it was just like the lights turned on in my body for the first time. And my whole life was different. I mean, literally in one day. And that was it. I mean, it was, if I hadn't had that experience, I don't think I would be a chiropractor today. Just because of the experience that I had. And so it was just the beginning of a path for me that, you know, I just fell in love. It's been, you know, it's been one of the loves of my life is doing this work.
Because well, and I want to see the
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I want to clear up for the listeners, too, with the type of upper cervical work that Dr. Lazar, Dr. Connor, and myself, Dr. Kramer, do, there requires no twisting, cracking, or popping, so it's extremely gentle, and
right.
and it won't cause what you had experienced, correct?
No, not at all. I mean, that's what it kind of undid what I had happen, and actually got me in a position where my nerves could actually start to heal, and my blood vessels were in the right place. Everything was compromised, and I want to say that I don't think that, you know, I'm one in a million people that kind of situation happened to anyway.
For sure.
And so I just feel like I was put on a path to do what I do. So it's not like that happens when people go to traditional chiropractic or anything. I mean, it's a very, very, very small possibility. But, you know, I happen to be a person that kind of thing happened to. So, yeah.
That's incredible. So
yeah.
What was it? I'm curious. So if you have a neck adjustment, and, you know, as a student, you know, we don't really know a huge difference between methods and things. So what was it that convinced you that after having a neck adjustment that caused a mini stroke in you, which is scary and to say the least, what was it that convinced you that maybe you should try that again, just a different way?
Well, because I needed help, you know, and I knew that something happened and I wasn't right, and I needed whatever happened to be undone.
Got
and
it.
So, you know, and I don't know, I just had faith. I mean, somebody told me about this guy, you know, this man who had, you know, miracles happen in his practice, and he was coming to the college, and I really needed to see him, and they were so passionate about what they were telling me. I was, you know, I just went, and I needed the help, and it literally, I mean, it just turned the lights on in my body. It just changed my life.
Yeah, that's the coolest. And is this man you're talking about, Dr. Brooks?
Yes.
I know, totally. That's awesome.
Yeah, I interned with Dr. Brooks many moons ago, it feels like now. He's a wonderful man and has impacted so many lives in such a huge positive way. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your weekly checkup. This is Dr. Kramer. We have Dr. Lazar and the ever fabulous Dr. Connor with us tonight. And we're talking about upper cervical care and how that can affect your life. And if you have any questions for us, you can reach at 866-521-9355. Again, that number is 866-521-9355. We'll take your questions live tonight on the radio.
So, Dr. Connor, when a patient talks to you for the first time, they'll come into you, they'll ask you for help, they'll tell you what's going on, and maybe they've had either a negative experience or just this negative preconception about chiropractic or about how it could help them. What is it that you would tell either a patient sitting in front of you or a quarter of a million people listening over the air? What would you tell them if they're saying, you know, I don't know if this is something I should look into. I don't know if this is something I should try. How do they know whether they should look into this and whether they should give this a chance or not?
Well, okay, first of all, I think a huge missing link in our society on this planet at this time is the fact that nobody assesses your brain or your spinal cord until you have scoliosis, until you have a major car accident, you've had a disc blown, but nobody looks at the 90% of your nervous system that you're not aware of. Nobody assesses you at birth, which is very traumatic on a baby's head or neck, to see if you have neurological stress. And so I always talk to patients about the fact that, say, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, all those things are silent, and you don't even know they're a problem until they're a huge problem. And so the thing that controls everything is your brain and your spinal cord. So if nobody's assessed that correctly, you don't kind of know where you even stand as far as health, because it's a foundation. And I just think about, like, I tell a patient, like, what would things be like for you if someone had corrected this at a very young age? You wouldn't be sitting here right now with headaches, or you wouldn't have, you know, sciatica, or you wouldn't have digestive issues, or you may not have high blood pressure, all these different things that are all related to the spine that they don't even put together. So most people walk in and they have pain, and usually they come in because they have a condition. You know, I would love it if my whole practice was people that were just like, I want to be well and stay well, and what can we do? You know, that's my ultimate goal for practice. But they're coming in with something, but that's the tip of the iceberg. And so whatever experience they've had, if they haven't been corrected neurologically in a very sound way, they don't really know what it can do for them. And so we're at ground zero starting point. And the thing is, the work that we do, you know, it's so gentle, it's so specific that because there's no cracking or popping or twisting, we're not going to hurt you. All we're going to do is get you in a place where you can actually start to heal. And when people hear that, they want to experience it. They want to know, is this something that I need or don't need? Because, right, you know, truth is simple and it resonates with them.
I love it. That's so succinct and so clear. And I love hearing it from a different perspective. And I'm sure we've got the most loyal listeners on the planet. And I'm sure that they are grateful to hear this from a different perspective after all these years. That's awesome. So listen, we're going to take a short break and we will start taking your calls right after this.
Hey, this is Dr. Lazar.
And Dr. Kramer.
Thanks for listening to your weekly checkup. We wanted to invite you into our offices for a complimentary consultation to find out whether this upper cervical work is right for you and your family.
And it's great news. We have offices in Ann Arbor and in Troy.
So take this number down. Our number is 866-521-WELL, 866-521-9355. And our teams are standing by waiting to take your call. Our website is yourweeklycheckup.com.
That's yourweeklycheckup.com.
We hope you find the information on today's program to be inspiring. If you've been told you have to live with pain or a health problem, we encourage you to call and make an appointment with one of the doctors that host Your Weekly Checkup at 866-521-WELL. Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer are upper cervical doctors that believe you can have the life God intended for you. The number again is 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL. And there's a location near you with offices in Troy and Ann Arbor. If you're tired of searching for solutions for your condition, make an appointment right now at 866-521-WELL or check them out on the web at yourweeklycheckup.com. That's yourweeklycheckup.com. Now back to Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer on Your Weekly Checkup. Call and speak with the doctors live at 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL.
Welcome back to Your Weekly Checkup. I'm Dr. Lazar, and I'm joined by the ever fab Dr. Kramer and Dr. Connor. It is fantastic to be with both of you tonight. And Dr. Connor hails from Newport Beach, California. If you're just tuning in, we are talking tonight about how upper cervical chiropractic care, which is no twisting, cracking, or popping of your spine, addressing your spine as a unit, taking pressure off your brainstem. We're going to be talking about how that can change your life, but we really enjoy doing that as we answer your questions, and we've got several callers. So let's get right to our first call. Marnie, welcome to Your Weekly Checkup.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for calling. Go right ahead with your question.
Well, I've had a lot of chiropractor work in the past and have always had very good success with it, and it was the typical cracking type. Uh-huh. I have chronic neck problems. And I'm an ultrasound tech by my trade. I've been doing it for about 20 years. And usually what takes us out of this profession is neck and shoulder issues. Uh-huh. So I started having some problems. That's what, you know, started me on my chiropractor journey. And it had been working for many years, and all of a sudden I wasn't seeming to pop back as well or holding my adjustments. And actually things were starting to hurt during my adjustment. So I thought, you know what, maybe we need to do more than just the x-rays. We had an MRI, and then it deemed that in all of my cervical region, I have 2 herniated discs and 3 bulging. So I stopped going, but I've often thought about, you know, going to this newer technique of chiropractor and if it could still help me, because I'm still suffering from the pain and the problems that I have, and I'm still doing my job, and I'd like to continue.
Sure, sure. Well, I think that's a great question. Dr. Connor, since we don't get to hear your responses very much, why don't you take that question?
Okay, well, I have found that when you had the traditional manipulations.
Correct.
In the past? Okay. So,
yes.
So what can happen is that if you've had a lot of traditional manipulations, like if you take your neck and move it one way and then move it another way, a lot of times mm-hmm. things can get locked up into funny positions. And the body's mm-hmm. always compensating. It's miraculous. It will continue to shift and adapt, shift and adapt. And so if it hasn't been brought out of these compensations, you're going to continue to have nerve pressure. So what mm-hmm. has to happen is that things need to, first of all, they need to be calmed down and then get stability in there. So having correct alignment of the spine and really getting the head and neck balanced correctly over the pelvis so that the whole body is up and open so that the spine mm-hmm. can actually heal. Because physical therapy can help with things and, you know, massage and all those other things. But the thing is the bones weigh the most in the body. So if okay. you don't have the center of gravity of the head directed over the pelvis correctly, everything else will be secondary to that because okay. everything will compensate for that weight of the head trying to get itself over the pelvis. So it really needs okay. to be accurately brought to that position and in a gentle way, especially if you're having pain because you do have neurological okay. stress. Anytime you have pain, you have neurological stress.
All right.
So sometimes it's a different approach that needs to be just addressed.
So with my present condition in my neck, this newer or the manipulation you guys are talking about is a safe approach?
Correct. It's not going to make okay. any kind of disc herniation worse. As a matter of fact, I mean, I have had patients that have had post-MRI where there's bulging discs that have actually gone back in and reabsorbed. Oh. Because if you think about driving your car out of alignment and the tires are wearing unevenly, that's kind of what's happening in the spine with the discs. So if okay. you're a very active person and you're going, you know, fast and always go, the discs are going to wear out much more quickly than someone who's more sedentary. And especially with the job that you have, you're leaning forward, your spine's not in the optimal position all day. And so, correct. You know, you're going to need to do things to counter, you know, just positional work and everything. But, you know, you can't just change the tires on a car. You have to realign the whole car.
Yeah, okay, makes total sense. Great, wonderful. Okay, well this is very promising because I have been looking for something else, and I've just basically been enduring the discomfort. So I look forward to calling Dr. Kramer and Dr. Lazar's office. So.
Great.
Well, great, Marnie. You can actually stay right on the line, and our producer can give you some information as well so we can get connected as soon as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Connor. Appreciate your time.
Okay.
Have a great night, Marnie. Thanks for calling. Fantastic. So, well, thanks, Dr. Connor. That was super helpful. And, you know, our listeners are so loyal, and they're so they do a great job listening week after week. And so thank you for answering that. If you're just tuning in, this is your weekly checkup. Our number is 866-521-WELL, 866-521-9355. We just heard from Marnie, who had been having traditional chiropractic and was asking whether or not our method was safe. And the answer is not only is it safe, it's completely necessary if she ever wants to get this fixed. We're going to take a short break, and we'll take more of your calls live right after this.
We hope you find the information on today's program to be inspiring. If you've been told you have to live with pain or a health problem, we encourage you to call and make an appointment with one of the doctors that host your weekly checkup at 866-521-WELL. Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer are upper cervical doctors that believe you can have the life God intended for you. The number again is 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL. And there's a location near you with offices in Troy and Ann Arbor. If you're tired of searching for solutions for your condition, make an appointment right now at 866-521-WELL. Or check them out on the web at yourweeklycheckup.com. That's yourweeklycheckup.com. Now back to Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer on Your Weekly Checkup. Be on the radio. Call the show with your question right now at 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL.
Welcome back to Your Weekly Checkup with Dr. Kramer and Dr. Lazar. We have Dr. Connor with us, and Dr. Connor, I just tweeted a picture of us. So for all of our listeners, if you want to see, there's a picture of Dr. Connor and myself with some other colleagues, and my handle is at Dr. Lazar. It's D-R-L-A-Z-A-R. That way the world can know who's on the show tonight. So Dr. Connor, what was your experience after you graduated from chiropractic school and were trained in your specialty? What did you do professionally in terms of, did you associate with other people? Did you open your own practice? How did you get out to Newport Beach?
How did I get out to Newport Beach? Mm-hmm. Well, I started out in Chicago, actually, with two well-known upper cervical doctors. So I was in one doctor's office for about 6 months, 8 months, and then I went to his father's clinic for the next 2.5 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I trained under some very well-known upper cervical doctors, you know, because I think it's important to have that experience or to just have someone who has older eyes on everything.
Sure.
Helps out when you're starting out. So, yeah, that's where I started, and then I came out to California in 1997, and I have been out here ever since. And I started in private practice in 97. So.
That's wonderful. So
yeah.
Tell us about a recent story that you're just extremely thrilled with the results. Tell us about a recent miracle that you've been a part of.
Okay, so I'm just thinking of this one woman who came in, severe migraines, on all kinds of medication. You know, her life was just terrible. I mean, she was just shutting down. She wasn't able to take care of her kids. She wasn't able to do her job correctly. Actually, the person who sent her in was someone who worked with her and just said, I don't know if this person can help you, but please go. I'll pay for her initial visit. I just want you to go and see. So, you know, because she'd been to neurologists and orthopedics and tried all these medications and nothing was working for her, she just said, okay, I'll do it. I have nothing to lose. And I love those people. I just love them.
Sure.
Because the solution is simple, you know, and it can be just so simple. And so when she came in and I examined her, the whole back of her neck was so swollen, it was like boggy, like you could just push down on the back of her neck, and it was so swollen. It was just so full of fluid and inflammation. And, you know, everywhere you touched on her whole spine, it was just terrible. And, you know, I did what I do, and we corrected her spine, and literally, like, she didn't even want to talk about it because the headache was gone for the first time. And that was the first day, and then it did come back, but not as severe, and the inflammation calmed down, and, you know, her neurologist was just like, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to keep doing it, because, you know, everybody's trying to help her, everybody's well-intended, and now she's off all her medication, and she's able to work. She couldn't go to any work functions. She does you know, PR work, and she wasn't able to do her dinners and her, you know, all the social meetings and everything like that, and she couldn't do anything, and she's back at work, and they're able to go. They go to Catalina on the weekends. She's on the boat now, but, you know, she's, you know, for a year and a half in a dark room, just not able to function at all. So, you know, those things just make me, they just, I cry with my patients, because it just, it's such a joy and a privilege to be able to see those miracles happen.
That's amazing.
And it's the work. It's the work. It's putting, it's just opening them up so that their body can actually heal. So it's just exciting for me to see that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's so, it's unbelievably exciting. And miracles like what Dr. Connor is talking about happen in upper cervical chiropractic offices all the time. And every single day. And what we see is that we get the brain and the body connected. We call it clear and connected. And we're making sure that this upper cervical area, which has the most number of neurons in the entire spine, is actually at the level of where we affect where we adjust the area and affect the whole spinal column. And we want to make sure that this area is completely clear and connected, because if it's not, it's like having a kink in your hose right at the center point of where the brain and the rest of your body is communicating. So it's like working in a body that with the dimmer switch on, when we really want the dimmer switch all the way up so that the lights are bright in the body. And what we do is so gentle. There's no twisting, cracking, or popping, and there's a lot of precision to this work. We check things before and after in every step of the way. Dr. Connor, will you speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really attracted me to the work, because I'm one of those very analytical people, and I need to see it, I need to know it. And so for me to be able to, use a leg check and see that the legs have evened out, to be able to see on the scales, like we're looking at weight differential, to see the weight, they can be off 50 pounds, and then they're back within a half a pound. To see the torque and the pelvis come out, like to be able to use objective, measurable things was very important to me. And we utilize x-rays, and we actually look pre and post adjustment to see that we've actually done our job. And that gives me a lot of peace of mind, and I know it gives the patients peace of mind too, because, you know, I don't like it when someone says to me, well, yeah, we're going to do this and hopefully you feel better. Let's see how it is next time. I mean, I care about my patient's symptoms, but actually I care more about my objective outcome, because I know their symptoms are going to go away if those objective measurements all come down.
See that last part one more time. You said you care about their symptoms, but you care more about their objective measurements. And then you said, what did you say right after that about their symptoms?
Because I know their symptoms are going to go away.
Yes.
If we do our job. And our job is not to address their symptoms. Our job is to address the neurological position of their spine. And when you bring that spine to a neutral position, the symptoms magically go away. But I'm not there to chase their symptoms. I'm there to give them a result with their spine.
Beautiful. And I think it's important that the people that are listening know that we screen our patients before we move forward with anything. Like we assess at the very beginning, to be honest, more thoroughly than any other assessment you would ever have anywhere. I promise you that. To see whether you're even a candidate for care. So by what Dr. Connor is referring to is somebody who she has already accepted for care, right?
Yes.
And then at that point, we know when we do our job and we correct what's going on that the symptoms have to go away because we've fixed the underlying problem.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, And taking x-rays, I mean, I just think it's critical to be able to assess and look and see, because I mean, I've had people with aneurysms ready to blow. I've had people
Sure.
with brainstem tumors. I've had people come in with things that are out of my domain. And obviously, I would not accept those people as patients, but to have something in my hand or on a computer to say, you know what? You're a candidate here, or you're not a candidate for care.
Right.
And I like that. It gives me confidence in what I do, and it gives the patient confidence that, you know, if we can help them, they're in the right place.
And I think they appreciate that. You know, I think they're just looking for people to be honest with them, which is awesome. So we're going to take a short break, and we will be back to take your calls right after this.
Hey, this is Dr. Lazar.
And Dr. Kramer.
Thanks for listening to your weekly checkup. We wanted to invite you into our offices for a complimentary consultation to find out whether this upper cervical work is right for you and your family.
And it's great news. We have offices in Ann Arbor and in Troy.
So take this number down. Our number is 866-521-WELL, 866-521-9355. And our teams are standing by waiting to take your call. Our website is yourweeklycheckup.com.
That's yourweeklycheckup.com.
We hope you find the information on today's program to be inspiring. If you've been told you have to live with pain or a health problem, we encourage you to call and make an appointment with one of the doctors that host Your Weekly Checkup at 866-521-WELL. Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer are upper cervical doctors that believe you can have the life God intended for you. The number again is 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL. And there's a location near you with offices in Troy and Ann Arbor. If you're tired of searching for solutions for your condition, make an appointment right now at 866-521-WELL. Or check them out on the web at yourweeklycheckup.com. That's yourweeklycheckup.com. Now back to Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer on Your Weekly Checkup. Be on the radio. Call the show with your question right now at 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Kramer here with Dr. Lazar and Dr. Connor. And we are excited tonight to be talking about upper cervical chiropractic care. And we are all upper cervical chiropractors. We have an office in Ann Arbor and in Troy. And then we are on with Dr. Connor from Newport Beach, California. So, you know, Dr. Connor, we've been talking a lot about the upper cervical area and the brainstem and how we focus in on this upper part of the neck. I think one of the biggest misconceptions that people have is that we only deal with neck pain and headaches. Can you speak to a little bit about that and your experience with low back pain, hip pain, and those type of issues with upper cervical care?
Yeah, absolutely. So everything in the spine is connected, right? I mean, people ask me that all the time. How is it that you're touching my neck and yet my low back pain goes away? So I look at the spine, we all look at the spine as one unit. It's not individual segments. So you can move the spine from the bottom up or the top down. Because there are discs in between the vertebrae, and those are the shock absorbers, they connect all the vertebrae. Except at the top, we don't have those discs. So between the base of the skull, the first vertebrae, and the second vertebrae, it's the only freely movable joint in the spine. So what we're able to do from there is leverage everything. So it's kind of like if you set up dominoes and you set them all up and then you hit that one and they all go and they all move. And so that's really what we're doing is we're moving the whole spine. We're leveraging things from the top. Now, because the head weighs so much, it needs to be balanced correctly over the pelvis. So when you do that, you take off the neurological stress from the spine, which causes the muscles to release. It causes the hips to drop level, the legs to drop even. So most of the time when my patients stand up, whether they have neck pain or not, they notice that they're walking differently. You know, their knee pain is gone. Because now, when the body's been compensating and it's been carrying weight from one side differently compared to the other, and they've been wearing out unevenly, and now it's balanced, they feel differences through their whole spine. So we're working on taking off the neurological stress throughout the whole spine, and that's why the back pain goes away. That's why the muscle aches go away. That's why the ankle problems, the knee problems, they all start to resolve because they're walking in a balanced position.
You know, this is great, along with the analogy you talked about with the car. I mean, when things are out of alignment, the tires are going to wear unevenly, and it's going to shift the weight of the car around, and eventually there'll be a blowout. And that's the same principle as what Dr. Connor is talking about in the body. When things are out of place and weight gets shifted around because the body's framework is out, eventually there'll be a blowout. And when we correct that and we put the pelvis underneath the spine properly and everything's aligned, that's when the weight balances it out, the knee pain goes away, the hip pain goes away, the low back feels better, the sciatica is a thing of the past, and oh, by the way, my neck pain and headaches are ever improving as well. Would you agree, Dr. Connor?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, people come in, we do a very extensive intake because everything's related, right? You can't say one thing is and one thing isn't. So when we look at all the different things, every single symptom you may have in your body has a connection to the nervous system. And so when you balance that out, they're happy with their neck pain going away, but you know, I'm happier that their constipation is better, or their blood pressure's dropped, and you know, all these other things that they don't think are connected have suddenly resolved.
That makes perfect sense. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller. We're going to welcome Caroline to the show. Caroline, welcome
Hi.
To your weekly checkup.
Thank you so much. My name is Caroline.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. I was calling because I feel as if I have strained a muscle in my buttock. A short little synopsis of what took place is that there was a duck in our backyard, and I walked too close, and it fluttered away, and I felt like my body was trying to go 10 different ways. And right in my buttock area, it has been hurting now for about a month and a half. And I am a bowler as well, but I haven't bowled at all this summer. And I just wanted to know, do you guys handle things like that when it comes to a muscle that feels as if it has been strained or torn in your buttock area?
So, Carolyn, your situation is you can have a problem that can be up to three layers deep. It can involve a joint. So by moving quickly, you could have affected one of the joints in your lower spine or pelvis. You can then the problem can affect the muscle, which you're feeling. So we know that's part of it. And then if it goes a layer deeper because that joint is misaligned, it can also be affecting the nerve. If the problem is involving a muscle or a joint only, you can see a therapist for that, a massage therapist, a physical therapist. If it's affecting the nerve, though, you have to see a chiropractor. The chiropractor is the only person that can fix that. Now, the challenge is – go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is I'm feeling as if someone is pinching me really hard in my buttock area. So is that my nerve?
Well, it certainly can be, and there's a really, really easy way for us to test for that. So we have equipment in our offices in Ann Arbor and in Troy to tell whether the nerves that go into the gluteal muscles in your buttocks are pinched or not. If they're not, then we know it's not a nerve and you wouldn't need our help. If they are, then you'll know it is a nerve. And a pinched nerve is just like having a rubber band around your finger, and there's only one solution for that. I mean, you could take Tylenol, you could take Motrin, you could ice it, stretch it, rub it, heat it. You could even cut it off. But I think the best approach, if you have a rubber band around your finger, is what?
Take it off.
Exactly. You nailed it, Carolyn. So that's the point. So if you do have a pinched nerve, then we need to find that out. And here's the other challenging part of that, Carolyn. If the nerves in your low back are pinched that go into your gluteal or seat muscles, those are the very nerves that also go into your uterus, ovaries, bowel, bladder, fallopian tubes, and down into the legs and feet. So if those are pinched, do you think it would be important to know that?
I didn't catch that last part. Can you say that again?
Those nerves that go into your seat muscles also go into your reproductive organs, bowel, bladder, and into your legs and feet. And so if you think it's important to know whether those nerves are pinched, then you need to come in and we can find out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
thank you, and I'm so sorry. I'm driving, and I have it on speaker, and that's why you're going in and out on me. I'm so sorry, but I will.
Well, you have a beautiful and blessed night, and drive safe tonight. We look forward to seeing you in our offices.
Yes, I will come to the Ann Arbor office because I stay right here in Canton. So that
great.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great night. You're welcome.
Thanks, Carolyn. If you're just tuning in, this is your weekly checkup. Our number is 866-521-9355, 866-521-WELL, and we will take your calls right after this break.
We hope you find the information on today's program to be inspiring. If you've been told you have to live with pain or a health problem, we encourage you to call and make an appointment with one of the doctors that host your weekly checkup at 866-521-WELL. Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer are upper cervical doctors that believe you can have the life God intended for you. The number again is 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL. And there's a location near you with offices in Troy and Ann Arbor. If you're tired of searching for solutions for your condition, make an appointment right now at 866-521-WELL. Or check them out on the web at yourweeklycheckup.com. That's yourweeklycheckup.com. Now back to Dr. Jonathan Lazar and Dr. Jamie Kramer on Your Weekly Checkup. Be on the radio. Call the show with your question right now at 866-521-WELL. That's 866-521-WELL.
Welcome back to Your Weekly Checkup with Dr. Kramer and Dr. Lazar. We're also joined by Dr. Connor from Newport Beach, California. We are super excited, and I love that you're here, Dr. Connor, because we actually get a really decent listenership through iTunes on our podcast called Your Weekly Checkup. And so the show is podcasted there, and then people download and listen to that on demand and are looking for people all around the usually the country, but because we're so close to Canada, sometimes Canada. So I'm glad you're on because, you know, there are people, Newport Beach is great and people will be able to find you. So what are some of the most common conditions that, you know, if you had a punch list of, you know, everybody needs to be assessed because their nervous system controls everything. But if you had a punch list of the top five that you typically just see great results with, what would those be?
Well, migraines, headaches, which I consider both the same. I would say, obviously, any kind of neck pain, you know, back pain in general. I see a lot of kids, constipation, any kind of, I see a lot of autistic kids.
Yeah.
I kind of see a lot of, I tend to see people who have been everywhere and done everything.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my fun patients. So I get a lot of odd cases, but I guess because I'm a little odd, so I tend to attract those people. But I think, you know, anything that has to do with any kind of pain, for sure, but also I think the organic things, the things with the gut, that we wouldn't necessarily think are related, heart problems, heart issues, you know, blood pressure, see a lot of blood pressure patients, and, you know, sciatic disc, a lot of disc people, because, you know, obviously with disc conditions, you have to be gentle with that, obviously. And you got to be very careful. And so this isn't going to create any more stress on a disc. It takes the pressure off the disc. So it's fun to see those people that were thinking about surgery that no longer have to have surgery.
That's a fun day, isn't it?
Yeah, headaches, migraines, neck pain, you know, disc issues, sciatica, and then I would say a lot of, you know, GI type stuff.
Very good. Yeah, those are, I think we see those a lot. And then we also, we talk a lot about vertigo. We see a lot of people with vertigo, dizziness, trigeminal neuralgia, face pain, jaw pain, which I'm sure you do too, but that's that seems to be the people that find us.
Fun fact, this part of the country has the most ENTs because of dizziness in this area. So we get a little bit different weather here. So it might be a little different than Newport Beach.
It might be. The weather is definitely nicer out there. That's for sure.
Definitely is. Well, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Alex, welcome to your weekly checkup.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's your question tonight and how can we help?
So I have a question, and I guess I'm kind of looking for some advice. But I'm pretty active, and I was at the gym about 2-3 weeks ago, and I was lifting pretty heavy, and I herniated a disc in my, like, L4, L5. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, how long I would have to wait to be active again, or if I'll need any type of surgery following after that injury.
So we're going to ask if that's okay, Dr. Connor. How would you address this? And, of course, we'll need to collect some more information.
Yeah. Well, first of all, how far herniated out is the disc?
I'm not 100% sure. It started out where literally I could not walk. I laid down to go to sleep, and it took me about an hour just to sit up because it hurt so bad. I basically just waited, and it just kind of, like, got better on its own. And I know it was pinching nerves because I felt pain from my butt all the way down to my feet. But, like, now it's fine. I can walk. I can run. I guess I'm just a little bit weary about lifting weights again because I don't want to go back to, you know, injuring it any further.
Have you had an MRI?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, I think that's always important to see if there's actually a herniation there or not, because it may be a severe sprain strain. So it depends on what's going on. It could be a herniated disc, or it could just be a severe sprain strain in your back. So, that's always important to have that assessed. But when you realign the spine and you get the body in the right place, you can cause that disc to actually go back in, but you have to get the pressure off the disc. So if that isn't done, going back and working out right now and lifting is going to, it can create more damage there, and if it isn't already herniated, it can make that herniation worse. So I'm always very conservative with an approach. So, I think it's important to first have your spine assessed and see. So, you know, like Dr. Lazar said, he has instrumentation, and Dr. Kramer has instrumentation to be able to check and see if you do have pinched nerves. And then you also want to find out if this is something that can help you, because this is the most conservative approach you can go. You know, if it's not resolving at some point, you need to have an MRI, or you can have an MRI now as well to just make sure that there isn't a severe herniation in there. So it just depends on what level it's at is how I look at that.
Okay. Would like a severe herniation require like a surgery, or like how would you rehab back from that to get back to be able to like work out and be active?
Well, there's a point of no return sometimes with the disc herniation, definitely, because it can start to impinge upon the spine, and it can and that can create all kinds of problems. So there is a point where there is medical intervention, surgery is necessary. How you're speaking right now, I can't tell you, but it doesn't sound that severe, or you wouldn't be walking.
That's good.
But you don't want to be working out. You don't want to be lifting and putting any more pressure on that low back at this point, because you still have an injury there. You have inflammation. You need to actually get that area corrected and healing before you go back to anything where you're using any kind of heavy weights. And I personally, I wouldn't be running myself. because that puts a lot of pressure on the low back as well.
And this is Dr. Kramer here. I completely agree with everything Dr. Connor said. You want to do a conservative approach. You want to make sure that the area is stable before you add load to it, like working out, and make sure that that structure is stable and secure, and also underlying, find out what's going on with the structure. And because we don't want to take something that you're recovering from now and make it worse by causing extra load pressure or, like she said, making the herniation, if there is one there, worse. So what we'd recommend, Alex, is you can come in and you can talk to one of the doctors and find out what's going on from our end, and we may also recommend an MRI depending on how you attend, how you assess in the office as well.
Okay. Sure. Well, yeah, thank you so much for your advice. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure, and you have a great night.
Thanks. You as well.
Okay. Well, Dr. Connor, that was, you did such a great job with that. We appreciate you taking one for our team tonight as you're the guest. And we do have another caller on our bank, but if you're just tuning in, our number is 866-521-9355. Again, that number is 866-521-9355. And we're taking your calls till 10 o'clock tonight. And if for some reason you're not able to get in with us, that number works 24 hours, 7 days a week. And you can call that office or that number to get in touch with our Ann Arbor or our Troy office, and you can find us at yourweeklycheckup.com. Well, Timothy, welcome to Your Weekly Checkup.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, but I'm looking to get better.
So what can we help you with tonight?
I'm having a similar lower back problem, along with the gentleman that just left talking about the nerve that he feels is going down his back, his legs. But mine is not as severe as going all the way down to my feet. But I do feel that if I move a certain way, it does feel like it's a pain until I have to relax, and then I can stand up and move. And I think I injured it when I was playing golf. I'm a truck driver by trade, and I used to sit on my wallet a lot until I was told that you shouldn't be sitting on your wallet, that could cause problems too. So for the past 2 months, I haven't been keeping my wallet in my pants, on my pocket. And I'm currently seeing a physical therapy now, which has been helping. He has about 6 or 7 different exercises that I do. But every now and then, it allows me to go to work and still move around without actually having any pain. But I still, every now and then, if I bend over to check the tires when I'm pre-tripping my truck or so far, I can feel a sharp pain. It goes right down my butt, and I have to wait, ease up real slow, and then as I walk it, it goes away.
So, Timothy, one of the things that's important to keep in mind with this, because we're running out of time, it sounds to me like, you know, if anytime pain travels, that means there's a nerve involved. And so I'm actually board certified in PT, so I'm very familiar with what you're having done. But here's something to keep in mind. Physical therapy is excellent at strengthening and stabilizing on area.
Yeah.
And so at first pass, that sounds perfect. Like, yeah, I want that stabilized and strengthened. But here's the challenge. If you're misaligned in your low back, and that's likely what is pinching the nerves, you would not want to strengthen or stabilize that misalignment. You would want to get that realigned first, and then you want to strengthen and stabilize it. So
yeah.
I would recommend chiropractic first and physical therapy second. Not that one is better or than the other. It's just that they have different approaches. And so if the goal is to get those nerves unpinched, which, by the way, also go into your penis and prostate, if those nerves stay pinched, exactly, there are going to be some functional issues, and then you can strengthen and stabilize it. But please don't cement that misalignment in. That becomes a lot more difficult, or it can become impossible to fix if it's not addressed.
Yeah.
Okay. My health insurance, I'm with Blue Care Network, and I don't know. They're covering my physical therapy, and I was considering going to see a chiropractor because my body might be in line, because I am a weekend golfer as well. I golf quite a bit,
Sure.
And
sure.
That's kind of when it happened. And this happened. Well, this has been about
We've got to run, Timothy. What I would tell you is you have a complimentary consultation in either the Ann Arbor or the Troy office, and so insurance wouldn't matter at that point. And then I would just advise you to bring your card in, and then we can let you know at that point whether your policy would help you or not. So we've got to run.
Okay.
We're really glad you called, and I certainly hope we get to meet soon.
And what's the name of it?
The number that you just called tonight is can get you to the Ann Arbor or the Troy office.
Okay.
And if you leave your information with Anthony, our offices will call you within 48 hours.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You got it. Drive safely. So, Dr. Connor, we've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up tonight?
Well, I'm just so passionate about the fact that I think every single person needs to have their spine assessed to figure out if they do have something going on or not. Because just because you don't feel anything, it doesn't mean you don't have an underlying condition going on. And I just think, you know, we're so oriented towards we have a symptom, we go to a doctor. But if we can actually do things proactively as opposed to reactively, we can prevent so many things, and actually we're walking towards health and staying in that vibrancy as opposed to avoiding disease. And it's just so important that especially children, to have your children checked and to have yourself checked as well. But, you know, the little ones, if we can prevent things from happening in the future for them, I mean, it just needs to be done.
Yeah, I agree, and I think about the concept of people buying expensive shoes for their kids or designer clothing for their kids or private schooling for their kids or tutors and supplements and yoga, and those are all fantastic, and those are great. But without an optimally functioning nervous system, they don't stand a chance. And so I love it. I think it's great. Aches and pains are signs that your body isn't working right. Your brain, spinal cord, and all your nerves control how your body works. Physical, chemical, or emotional stresses produce a defensive posture. Muscles contract, locking spinal joints that pinch or irritate nearby nerves. Lack of nervous system integrity sets the stage for disease and ill health. A thorough examination helps chiropractors find these subluxations. Applying a precise force to stuck spinal joints helps your body right itself. Health usually returns as repeated visits restore nervous system integrity, and that is why chiropractic care has helped millions of people just like you get well and stay well. On behalf of our teams in Ann Arbor and in Troy, and a very special thank you to Dr. Connor for spending your evening with us, and our awesome team at WMUZ, thank you so much for tuning in. Listen for the podcast on iTunes. It should be up by Friday. And please rate us on iTunes and share with your friends. And we'll look forward to being back with you next week. Dr. Connor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was great. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, and God bless everybody.